Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
The Monopoly game at Macca's is back and bigger than ever. Visit maccasplay.com.au for full terms.
Oh, yes, MG, as we head towards the NRL Grand Final for 2019, we're going to have a look back on the season that was. Haven't we loved it?
Oh, what a year it was. Yeah, it was. It was a fantastic year. It started fantastically, and it just didn't disappoint all throughout the year. We've got the two best teams awaiting us in Grand Final this Sunday. But the moments that captured our imagination were plentiful all through the year.
Yeah, there were Macca's moments left, right and centre. You and I have been absolutely loving the season. I want to start it with a moment, MG. Take us both all the way back to Easter, where for mine, the landscape of rugby league, particularly in Sydney, changed forever with the opening of Bankwest Stadium.
Oh, fantastic! What a prize for the people of the West. It's one big oasis of rugby league of any sport, union, soccer. You can play there, and it's on an area in a stadium where you're very close to the action. 30,000 screaming fans makes it sound like 60,000. And on the day that Parramatta played the Tigers there was magic.
It was a perfect season opener, or a perfect ground opener rather, when the Eels took on the West Tigers. And you got to give it to Mitchell Moses. He has not only turned his career around this year, but he's also ensured that he's pub trivia. No matter what else he achieves in his life, he is pub trivia because of this moment.
Gutherson now, Herring downfield, takes the tap, gives it to Moses. Moses beats one, beats another. Whoa! Into the backfield. End by coming across. 30 to go, 20 to go, 10 to go.
Wow, what a moment. Yeah, well, they're lucky enough to be commentating for Triple M on that day, and it was the crowd, honestly, they lifted out of their seats and the whole stadium was a buzz. I've got butterflies and goosebumps just thinking about it.
I reckon he knew. I reckon there's a little part of Mitchell Moses that knew exactly what he was doing there because he took some risks in that run. You know, he could have passed the ball, but I think he knew, hold on, I've got an opportunity to be the first ever try scorer at this brand new stadium.
Oh, that's a lot of presumption.
I'm just saying. Mitchell Moses, he's a confident young man.
Yeah.
And I think, I know the game's quick these days, MG, but I still think he had time to think about it. But actually, I want to move on to another moment that I loved, another Macca's moment from this year. It was another solo effort.
Oh, yeah.
It was on another big day in the calendar, Anzac Day at the SCG. Roosters taking on Dragons. You already know the try I'm talking about, don't you?
I do, Mr. Dufty. Pocket Rocket. This game never disappoints on Anzac Day. It has been a mainstay in rugby league for a long time now between the Roosters and the Dragons. And this try on this day was... There's no better individual effort this year.
Played to McInnes. Throws to Norman. Runs at the line. Then a silky pass out to Dufty. Dufty with room. Steps inside Penavaro. Gets past another. Into the backfield. It's Dufty.
And again, absolutely beautifully called on Triple M NRL. That you talk about that day and how that game never fails to, excite all the fans who turn up to it. It's just, did you get the sense in your playing career when you played on special days that it took you to another level or it gave you another gear?
Of course. There was nothing better than playing on Anzac Day when you'd hear the last post and you'd be standing there and there'd be tears running down your eyes and you knew you were about to go and play the toughest 80 minutes of your life because the emotion was already taken over. So you knew that the game was going to be even more emotional because you're thinking straight away of what people have done to sacrifice our right to have a beautiful life. So obviously a lot more emotional on Anzac Day, but that try just personified everything good about Anzac Day.
It was unbelievable. Mac Dufty found about 8 extra gears during that try. That was unbelievable. We're going to get to State of Origin in the moment, obviously the flagship of the NRL season, but something that happened during this season as well, a bloke by the name of Cam Smith became the first ever player to play 400 games.
Freakish, isn't it? We talk about players reaching 300, and I think there's about 37 or 38 who have done that. To go to the next level and play 400, well, probably over 500 if you count Origins and Kangaroo games. The bloke is a freak of nature, and he's the best rugby league player I've ever seen. And it's befitting that he be stowed with that type of title as the first person in rugby league ever to play 400 games.
Yeah, it's an incredible achievement. And there's no guarantees that this is the end. In fact,
he might play 500.
He's going around again. So, you know, get the milestones ready.
Get the abacus
ready, because that man's just going to keep on trucking. Hey, Macca's Moments, this is sort of not so much a moment, but just a movement, a Macca's movement, if you like, MG. These three teams that have surged themselves from the lower end of the table this year to all being participating in finals at various levels, the Raiders, the Seagulls and the Eels, quite remarkable turnarounds for those three clubs.
Yeah, I'm calling this the rise from the ashes, Macca's moment. I don't think anybody in their right mind would have had Parramatta, Manly and Canberra all making the top eight, but yet they did. Parramatta 16th, Manly 15th. I think the Raiders finished 10th or 11th last year. The way that them three clubs have regrouped and forged on has got to be applauded.
Mm. And I think, realistically, Coach of the Year probably needs to come from one of those three teams, particularly given that Parramatta were the Wooden Spooners, Manly finished 15th, and the Raiders were 10th. Dez Hasler, you called it from the moment that the Seagulls got him. You said you watch what Dez Hasler does with this football side.
Yeah, I think Desi more than anybody. I think Parramatta recruited beautifully. Ferguson, Junior Paulo, Sean Lane, Mike Aceve came from nowhere. Dylan Brown.
We're going to talk about that Sivo character in another Macca's moment very shortly.
But Manly, given what they had and the resources they had
and the injury that they went
through. Later in the year, I think that Desi got the most, he squeezed the most out of the orange that any other coach did.
He was working with a Mandarin, yes. And everyone else was working with a navel.
True that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, you mentioned a couple of names there, but let's talk about the rookie class that's come through this year in rugby league. In fact, let's start with a big, bulky teenager who not only did he have an outstanding year for his club, he also played his first game of State of Origin as a 19-year-old. We're talking about Payne Haas, and our man Ben Dobbin called this Macca's moment beautifully. It was against Penrith in round 22 for the Broncos. That try.
They come to Payne Haas now. He beats one, beats two. Got through Payne Haas over the 30. One to beat. He beat him. He'll score. Oh, wow.
That is
40
rare.
Metres. And it's game, set, match. All thanks to the big Bobby Payne Haas.
Yeah, wow. Beautifully called by Big Dobbo. And that try was almost, that would have been the forwards' individual try of the season. As a young man, he's got so much in front of him. And as you mentioned, the rookie class of 2019, I can't think of a stronger one. I think every club had at least four or five young blokes make their debut this year, which is an anomaly. It doesn't usually happen.
Watching that Haas try, as a former forward yourself, what did you think when you saw a 19-year-old kid with that size, that speed, that power? What went through your head?
I'm glad I'm retired. I'm glad I don't play anymore.
Hey, the other bloke you mentioned who we need to talk about, Mike Aceve. The Fijian flyer, the Eels lost Semirad Radra, and all these questions about how they were going to spend the money and all the rest of it, and then they've just gone and found this bloke. He put an exclamation point on his season right at the end of the year. This one was in round 25 when he scored a hat trick of just pure class against the Manly Seagulls.
Ma'u now, right footstep, slips by Fenua Blake, gets an inside pass away to Moses, runs over the 30, runs into a dead end, then throws a long pass to the left to Brown. Brown gets it on. Oh, here comes Sebo, Jennings, dummies, then they're around the corner pass. Yes! Sebo! He's got a hat trick! He's got 20!
Yeah, again, lucky enough to be at this game to commentate for Triple M, and the roar around the stadium when he scored his first try was massive. Then he scored his second, and the chant was up, Sivo, Sivo. And then when he scored his third, every single person, even Manly supporters, were chanting it. It's the first time I've ever seen it happen in a rugby league game, and I was there to witness it. And he's had a profound effect on the competition, and he's another find of the year.
Absolutely. An outstanding year he's had for the Parramatta Eels. The other thing that you've been big on, the other Macca's moment that you've been big on this year, MG, it's based around that green machine, the Canberra Raiders, and what they've done, but it's the English invasion.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Pommies are here.
Yep, God save our gracious queen. Long live our noble queen. God save our queen, because the Englishmen who have come down under in the last couple of seasons for Canberra have been just, in a word, wow.
Mm.
We've seen some international Englishmen from over the last decade come to our shores and prevail. But I think as a collective, this trio from Canberra with Hodgson, Whitehead and Bateman, look, for so long we've been talking about the Burgess brothers from South Sydney as being the benchmark as Pommy players go, but I think these guys have overtaken them. I think the English invasion in Canberra, with Ryan Sutton being a young 21-year-old who said, you know what, I'm going down under to chance my arm as well. So for mine, the English invasion this year has been one of the real stories of the NRL in 2019.
Yeah, and well, we saw that fantastic clash where the seven of them were on the field in the prelim in Canberra last weekend. So, the Pommies, it's Ricky Stewart he's found a way.
He's reinvented himself.
He's reinvented himself in that club, and he's enjoyed the fruits of those avenues that he's gone down. Now, MG, we talked a lot about the Macca's moments from the NRL season regular. But this year's State of Origin series was one to remember. The first one that ever took the game to Perth.
Yeah.
You had a very, very fancy New South Wales team looking to go back-to-back against an seemingly undermanned Queensland outfit. We had Kevvy Walters speaking to the coach whisperer.
Yeah, it was intriguing. And it's just when you thought Origin couldn't give you any more dramatic moments...
Mm.
Well, guess what? 2009 was filled with them. We had Queensland winning the first one. I was lucky enough to be involved in Perth on the Sunday, having a chat to I gave the jerseys out, which was one of the proudest moments of my post rugby league career. And then back to Sydney for the most dramatic moment of them all.
Well, and that moment you speak of, that Macca's moment, James Tedesco, the man who had an amazing series.
Oh, he's got the Midas touch at the moment.
Capped it off with this try that won New South Wales the 2019 State of Origin series.
Cook throws to Murray. Murray then sends it on to Pearce, who didn't really want it.
Get
that gives it to Tom Trbojevic. Out to Ferguson. Runs down the sideline. He's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground. Throws it infield to Tedesco. 15 out. Pins the ears back. Goes to the line. Scores! Scores! New South Wales win with a try with 27 seconds to go. You can't write this stuff.
Wow, again. Again. Lucky enough to be there. I've been blessed this year to be able to be at the actual venue that most of these Macca's moments have happened. And to see it firsthand, hear the commentators the way they're into it, see the crowd. I remember running. I remember watching the Origin team run out in Sydney, and they ran out to Anna Sandman, and I just went off my nut.
You did.
Oh,
you
man,
went off your nana.
I couldn't believe though. I couldn't believe they're coming out to such a powerful song.
You know what? That's a Macca's moment in itself. Let's just remind everybody. This is a Macca's moment of my. I love this Macca's moment. Just remind everybody what MG did when they did come onto the field to enter Sandman.
Great song to come out to.
Song, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. DMG getting pumped up.
As they come out onto this ANZ stadium.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps, baby. And then the Sandman.
An entrance like no other.
You lost your nana.
I did. Because remember that it was the first time they walked from the centre of excellence.
The tunnel.
And it took about 2 or 3 minutes. And once they got to the bright lights of ANZ Stadium, this song kicked in with a drum beat, and his eyes went ballistic.
And then you actually had the honour of presenting the jumpers before game two in Perth.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it culminated in that the Mitchell Pearce cutout pass, the twinkle toes of Blake Ferguson on the sideline, and and James Tedesco capping it off and winning the series. It's been a remarkable season, MG, and as we head towards the 2019 Grand Final, we're saying goodbye to a lot of the greats of the game.
Yeah, we mentioned that 2019 has been an epic year for our rookies, but also for those that have done us proud over the last how many ever years that they've played in the NRL. The retiring class of 2019 again is one of the most. You can make a 13 out of this retiring class, and they'd be really competitive in today's competition.
Paul Gallen, Robbie Farah, Cooper Cronk,
to name three. You know, and then you get the ones who have been around for 4 or 5 years who maybe having to go overseas to ply their trade. And we just got to say bravo and thank you for your service.
Absolutely. That was, you know, the 2019 season in a very, very small nutshell. We're probably not doing it justice, MG. There's been that many Macca's moments throughout the season. You and I both loved it. And what we can guarantee is that this Sunday's grand final is going to deliver some more Macca's moments.
You can guarantee that.
The Monopoly game at Macca's is back and bigger than ever. Visit maccasplay.com.au for full terms.